Now, coming up next, we'll be listening to Helen Dwyer and Shirley Oliver, General Manager Shirley Oliver and Assistant Manager Helen Dwyer from the Jesus Green Lido. I went to see them yesterday and it was a beautiful day, absolutely gorgeous. And the first thing I asked them was a little bit about the history to the Jesus Green Lido.
The Lido was first constructed back in 1923 when the armed forces came back from the First World War. A group of them got together and decided to build, to dig a very large hole right next alongside the River Cam. They filled it with a concrete tank and then filled the pool up with water from the river.
And they were going to use it for their own...
Yes, yeah, it was very popular straight away. It's been used ever since 1923, and the tank hasn't changed at all. It's still a concrete tank that we have challenges with every year, with patching up cracks and repainting every year. But, it's been the same pool ever since they built it all those years ago.
Now, when is the Lido open? When does it start its season? Obviously, the 13th of May.
Yep. So we always open the second week in May, and we close... We've extended the season slightly, so we close this year on the 24th of September.
And then in between all the preparations, so between October and May, what happens then? What do you have to do?
Well, not a great deal, actually. Because of the sheer volume of water that's in the pool and the age of it, we do have to leave the vast majority of the water in the pool. But obviously it's not being treated or chlorinated or anything during that time. It's checked on weekly to make sure everything's safe and okay. But otherwise it does actually just get left until we start the whole process again a couple of months before we open the following year.
Now, what are the sort of customers that you get here? You must get some really, really very, very brave customers that come on a weekly basis and probably come very early in the morning, don't they, to come swimming. What time do you open?
Variable opening times, but we have extended this year to 6:30 on a Wednesday morning, as well as 7:30 opening on a Tuesday and Friday.
And okay, so what about the customers? What sort of customers do you get coming in?
We've got a lovely group of customers who are called the Friends of Jesus Green, who've been coming here for a number of years. They're very committed to coming all weathers. We get a lot of tourists that come in. Obviously, in the school holidays, we get children and their families, and it's a lovely attraction for and is open to everybody. But you do get the diehards who will swim whatever the weather, and then obviously on hot sunny days we are crammed.
What is the temperature at the moment? What is the temperature for the pool?
It's 11 degrees.
11 degrees, yes. That's
which
really
quite,
cold.
Isn't quite as cold as it was last year when we opened, but you've got to be a little bit brave.
And do people wear... Are you allowed to wear wetsuits?
Yes.
You are allowed to wear it? Because I told my husband this and he said, no, they're not allowed to wear it, but you are.
No,
that's good.
Yes, and something that we'd encourage as well, really. We don't want anybody having their breath taken away. Yes. But also this year, another thing that we've teamed up with is Cambridge Triathlon Club, and they'll be training here regularly on a weekly basis as well. So obviously they're wetsuited people, and then they'll get out of the pool and change to get on their bike, and that's part of their training. So,
right. Helen, what about the lifeguards? My friend used to be a lifeguard down in Tooting, so I know that that does happen, doesn't it?
Yes, we always have lifeguards on duty, so up to 70 people in the pool, we've got two lifeguards on duty, and after that it increases depending on the bather loads. So yesterday we had our first lifeguard training, because all our lifeguards also have to do additional outdoor water training, so we all had to brave the water into the 11 degrees and do some training in there.
And what about the changing facilities here?
So we have got two sides. So we've got the males to the right and the females to the left here behind us. And they're kind of the old-fashioned wooden huts as such. Then we also have a basket room system. So it's the old system. So everyone that comes, they pick up a metal basket when they come in. They can get changed, put their stuff into the metal basket, and then they bring it to us at the basket room and we give them a wristband. And then after their swim, they exchange it back.
And are you allowed to eat by the pool and sit around and have picnics?
Yeah, so we have some benches around the edges that people can sit around. Also on hot days, people lie out on the grass or on the sloping concrete up at the two ends of the pool. And we also have a cafe here as well, which was a new addition last year. So we have got an indoor seating area. And then on hot days, we also bring tables and chairs outside so people can sit out and enjoy the weather as well.
Now, the one thing I noticed in the newspaper yesterday, it says, and you
you're confirming this today, that it is the longest pool in Europe.
It's 100 yards long.
You were in the pool yesterday.
Yes, I've been in the last 2 days, so it's quite cold at the moment. So I wouldn't be in for too long, but...
So I've noticed over there you've got a little round hut. What is that by the pool?
So that's our sauna. It's quite a new addition we had last year as well. So with our tickets, you can buy a swim only, or you can buy swim and sauna. So it's quite popular, especially at the start of the season where it's quite cold. People can go for their swim and then enjoy a sauna afterwards.
Gosh, that sounds amazing. So you've got a cafe. It's the longest pool in Europe, which is 100 yards. If you were a regular swimmer, what would be your time to go up and down this pool?
If you're a regular, very fit, speedy swimmer, you could probably swim the length of it within 2 minutes, because it normally takes a minute to swim about 50 metres. This is 94.6, 100 yards, as we said earlier. And so you should be able to do it in 2 minutes.
And as with all pools, do you have a section where you can have fast swimming and then you have a section for slow swimmers? Or is it not sectioned off in the day that you can do a free-for-all, basically just have a swim?
It comes down to sort of customer demand, really. So when we're really, really busy in the height of the summer, it's not fair to section off areas, because we just can't get the amount of bathers in that we need to do that. But on a regular, those who want to swim regularly and do time test themselves, and we can lane off one part of the pool, yeah, to do that.
When are you open from? In the mornings?
The earliest we open is 6:30, which is on a Wednesday morning, and then we have two other early openings at 7:30 on a Tuesday
and
Friday.
And what time do you close in the evenings?
We close at 7:30 every day. It's a beautiful sight, but it is hidden. So obviously we want to encourage as many people as possible to come in and see it, because I think once people have seen it, they want to come in.
Well, it looks absolutely beautiful. It's blue, it's calm, it looks gorgeous. It makes me want to get in. I'll do it at the weekend. Thank you very much indeed.